Angel Hero, Louis Zamperini, by Anika from Eden Prairie. Louis Sylvie Zamperini was born to Louise and Anthony Zamperini on January 26, 1917. His parents were Italian immigrants. He had an older brother named Pete. He was a troublemaker from the time he could walk. He would steal things and hide them in places that no one would ever find. He would regularly be in a holding cell. When he was in high school, his brother Pete got him into track. He wasn't very good at first. His mile time was 8.32, and he felt sick from running so hard. Louis was embarrassed. He was determined to get better. Training wasn't easy, but he didn't need easy. He eventually ran a 4.12 mile. In 1935, he qualified for the Berlin Olympics. For only being 21, it was very impressive. In the 1938 Olympics, there wasn't a mile available to compete in, so he ran the 500-meter race. He didn't win, but he ran a 56-second lap. That was the fastest lap ever in the Olympics. Hitler congratulated him by shaking his hand. After the Olympics, Louis decided to join the Air Force. He was officially a soldier in World War II. Bombardier was his position. All was well until his plane, the Superman, broke down. He was forced to use a junk plane that was used for spare parts, called the Green Hornet. It flew for about 6 miles on a search mission and then crashed in the ocean. He and two of his friends, Phillips and Mac, were on a 6-foot by 3-foot raft. They spent 47 days on that raft with no food or water. They had to use resources. Mac sadly didn't make it and died on about the 28th day. On the 47th day, Louis and Philip saw an island and they drifted to shore. They were taken prisoner by the Japanese soldiers. The two were put in an awful prison camp that had low rations and poor conditions. They were treated poorly and were beaten with sticks. Louis showed perseverance through all of that and kept his head up. Then things went downhill. Louis was sent to a new camp that was worse. At this camp, there was an evil man. His name was the Bird. Louis and other prisoners were so afraid of him that they would never look him in the eye. If you did, odds are you would get beaten. He spent a year in this camp. Then the war was over. He could go home. His family had received a death notice, so they were ecstatic when he came home. Now, you may think, this guy isn't a hero. He was just another prisoner of war. But what really makes him a hero is after the war. He decided to forgive the Bird and anyone else who tortured him. He called the Bird, but then he didn't want to talk to Louis because he couldn't believe this man has forgiven his actions and considering how awful they were. That's impressive. Now Louis tours the country speaking at public events with John Neighbor. I recently had the amazing privilege to meet him, and he told me to be hearty and always forgive.